Welcome to At the Organ, a weekly show about the classical organ and its music, heard on organlive.com every Sunday or streaming from our website anytime. Just point your browser to attheorgan.com for more information. Now, let's hear what's happening this week at the organ.
Happy Easter and welcome to At the Organ. I'm your host, Jim Logue. Today we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus, and we'll celebrate today's show with scripture and music for the Easter season. And now let's have a reading from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 9.
On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture that he had to rise from the dead.
Oh,
recorded at the Worcester Cathedral in Worcester, England. The cathedral is home to a four-manual, 68-rank pipe organ, originally built in 1896 by Hope Jones and Harrison and Harrison. Composer Ralph Vaughan Williams was one of England's most popular composers. This is an Easter hymn composed by Vaughan Williams and was performed by organist Christopher Robinson and featuring the choir of Worcester Cathedral. We're celebrating Easter today on At the Organ. Our next Easter selection is part of what is called the Krakow Tablature, also known as the Holy Ghost Tablature. Now, tablature contains 101 pieces of music, most of which are intabulations of vocal works by well-known composers. It dates from around 1548 from the Holy Ghost Monastery in Krakow, Poland. The monastery is no longer there. It was demolished and the Julius Slowacki Theater was built in its place. But the music lives on. Polish organist Joachim Antoni Gubrycz will perform this piece for us. He studied music in Krakow at the State Higher School of Music, where he is also an assistant professor and later head of the Department of Organ and Harpsichord. For this piece, he is playing the four-manual, 155-rank Wolf Kaminski pipe organ, originally built in 1763 in the Olowa Cathedral in Gdansk, Poland. Composer is anonymous, and this is entitled By Thy Holy Resurrection. This is a reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 8 to 15.
Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce the news to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had happened. The chief priests assembled with the elders and took counsel. Then they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You are to say, 'His disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep.' And if this gets to the ears of the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has circulated among the Jews to the present day.
That's George Frederick Handel's Hallelujah Chorus, performed by Noel Rothern on the Coventry Cathedral's 1962 four-manual 95-rack Harrison & Harrison pipe organ. You're listening to At the Organ. And now let's listen to a little Johann Sebastian Bach for Easter. It's a piece known as Christlag in Todeswanden, an excerpt from his Easter Cantata No. 4. This excerpt is the first of seven verses of the cantata. The exact date of the original composition is unsure because only copies of it exist, not the original work, but it is believed to have been composed for a performance at Easter in 1707. The style suggests it was composed sometime between 1707 and 1713. 1707 was suggested because it's believed that Bach may have used this piece as part of an application for a post as organist at the D.V. Blasi Church in Mulhausen. It was originally scored for strings and voices, but E. Power Biggs transcribed this piece for organ. Here, Rachel Lauren performs this on a 1960 five-manual 117-rank Becquerel pipe organ at St. Joseph's Oratory in Montreal, Canada. And now this is a reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 11 to 18.
Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping. And as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her.
Charles Callahan with one of his compositions, Easter Victory. You're listening to At the Organ, where we're celebrating Easter. One of the church's most popular hymns for Easter is John Rutter's Jesus Christ is Risen Today. John Rutter was born in London, grew up on a flat over the Globe Pub on London's Marylebone Road. He was educated at Highgate School, later studied at Clare College in Cambridge, where he was a member of the choir. As a composer, John wrote many popular hymns, anthems, and carols. He composed a rendition of Psalm 150 for the Queen's Golden Jubilee in 2002 and was commissioned for a new anthem called This Is the Day for the wedding of Prince William and Catherine Middleton in 2011. Jeremy S. Bruns performed this hymn on a 1956 four-manual 158-rank Aeolian Skinner pipe organ at St. Thomas Church on Fifth Avenue in New York City with help from the choir of St. Thomas Church.
Thank you.
That was entitled Puer Nobis, That Easter Day with Joy Was Bright, composed by Robert J. Powell, performed by Marilyn Kaiser. I hope you've enjoyed this special Easter edition of At the Organ. If you'd like to listen to this program again or to past episodes, visit our website at www.attheorgan.com. You can also like us on Facebook and on Twitter. And a special thanks to Pro Organo for music featured on today's show. For the best in classical organ music, visit proorgano.com. At the Organ is available on the Stitcher app. This free app for your mobile device lets you stream the latest and personalized news, sports, talk, and entertainment radio anywhere on demand. Stitcher is the easiest way to discover the best of over 25,000 radio shows, live radio stations, and podcasts just like this one. Search for Stitcher on your mobile app store or find a link on attheorgan.com. I'm Jim Logue. Have a great week and may God bless you.